Will the Republicans eat their peas? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Republicans in the Senate have refused even to meet with any Supreme Court nominee President Obama might pick. And I understand how they feel. As a kid, I would absolutely refuse to eat my peas. My teeth were clenched. But then what mom would do is to drip a little honey on them, and suddenly peas were delicious. So look at this. The first potential nominee being floated is a Republican, a former federal judge appointed by George W. Bush and who was re-elected governor of Nevada with 70% of the vote.
Here in Nevada, Brian Sandoval is very popular. He is a moderate Republican.
But he has called Obamacare unconstitutional and has said he would fight to overturn it.
Floating the name of a guy who sued to stop Obamacare? That's a lot of honey on the peas. Oh, he has one other credential, too.
I'm proud to be Nevada's first Hispanic governor.
This is the guy Republicans are going to refuse even to meet with? That's what they say. But there's at least one conservative blog making the following argument. Sandoval may be to the left of Antonin Scalia, but he is nothing like the kind of flaming liberal Hillary Clinton would pick. And as for Trump, the thinking goes that Trump wins only if he drops his right-wing talk show act and moves to the center. And since he doesn't really care about moral issues, he too would appoint a liberal-leaning justice to get the Democrats to cooperate with all his huge plans, making a guy like Sandoval the closest thing to a conservative Republicans are likely to get. So could this be enough to tempt Republicans to give peas a chance? I'll apologize later. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.